do the call to worship. Wait for the Lord. God is coming to save us. Wait for the Lord. Christ is coming to heal us. Wait for the Lord. The Spirit is coming to renew us.
All things will be made new.
Let us worship. Today's Advent wreath candle lighting, number 3. Our adult Sunday school teachers will lead the liturgy. It's in your insert. Let's follow along with them.
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
Today we remember Mary, innocent and powerful, sacred and scared, worried and waiting, as the Savior of all grows in her womb. She sings boldly when she might be meek. She bears her role in history with the confidence of a warrior. She is the beginning of a mighty revolution as the proud are brought down and the lowly lifted up.
Today we give thanks for the Marys among us who step out of the roles society has planned, unintended pioneers, determined to do as God asks, fearless and fearfully stepping out in faith and beckoning us to do the same.
On this third Sunday of Advent, we light this candle as a symbol of Mary, Mother of God, bearer of the way.
We sing Advent song, third stanza. Let us pray congregational prayer together. As the days darken and the winter winds blow, come to us, promised one, in our time of waiting. Keep the vision of your salvation before our eyes. Will the blind receive their sight? The lame are made to walk, and the lowly are lifted up. Shine the light of your healing love into the darkness of our land, that all may see your glory and know that salvation is at hand. Live in through us during this Advent season, that we might be messengers of your grace and instruments of your peace. Amen. Let us bow our head. Dear God, we are thankful that you led us to come to worship in this holy place. As Christmas approaches, we are more thinking of those in need. We have friends and family members who are suffering from illnesses and loss for loved ones. We want them to be happy, but we can't make that happen. We bring the names to you, Lord, for your healing mercy and rest in the assurance of your loving presence with them. Lord, we are confident that you will provide what they need. We thank you for our children who did a wonderful job in Christmas play last Sunday. Bless all the children with your love and grace so that they may feel loved by God and church members. Lord, we want to see them grow healthy and glorify your name through their schoolwork, jobs, and service in church. Lord, in this Christmas time, we remember shouting members and are grateful that our children and parents will make and deliver care baskets to them this week. Gracious God, help them to feel loved by our church members when they receive our loving care baskets. We were grateful that our youth children and parents went to caroling yesterday to church members, including shut-in members. Lord, we saw how much they have missed being in church. Grant sense of loving community of centenary to those who cannot present at worship today, and help them to feel your presence at this very moment. We lift up those who need your constant healing grace: Deborah Freeman, Melanie Coffey, Colleen Cantrell, Nancy Mahaffey, Randy Rose, and Jay Claiborne, and Jim Stephens. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, our trust as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen.